the meeting point. This crucial day, the well was not only the source of water, but it was also the chosen place of meeting where a rich stranger from Hebron would be waiting. Eliezer stood near the well, thoughtfully waiting and carefully observing each young woman as she gathered there. He was looking for the one young maiden, the right one, for whom he had a decisive message that would change her life and fortunes forever. Patiently, Eliezer stood and waited. First of all, he was looking for one that, in her outward appearance, was of charming demeanor, lovely of countenance, and comely to behold. Then he would try to discover what was in the interior of her soul and mind. He realized that the grave importance of his task required the utmost care in choosing one of these young ladies for the bride of Isaac. Today is your day. No believer will ever know in advance just when or what day Eliezer will arrive with a special message for her, or just when will be the moment of a new refreshing encounter with the Holy Spirit. What if Rebecca had stayed home because she did not feel like going that special day? What if she had said, "Send my sister, I'm not going," or, "I'm tired, I do not feel well"? No, Rebecca, you must go today. Put on your happiest smile, because, although you do not know it yet, this is not an ordinary day. This is the greatest day of your life. Rebecca, today is your day. In Acts 3, it tells about the lame man at the Gate Beautiful in the temple in Jerusalem. For over 30 years, he was carried by his friends to that gate of the temple to beg alms. And apparently, he always chose the same gate, the Gate Beautiful. The Gate Beautiful was not the gate where most business was transacted. The business gate was a sheep gate. Nevertheless, there was something about it, and there was something in him that chose that spot every day. Perhaps it was the superb carvings on it, or perhaps the view of the exquisite interior when it opened that gave the gate the name Beautiful. At any rate, that was the place he liked, and there he chose to sit and beg every day. And there at Gate Beautiful was his meeting point with destiny. What if he had stayed home that one day when Peter and John walked by with a special message of life and help for him? What if Daniel, when praying by the river, had stopped praying on the 18th day instead of the 21st? The angel had begun to bring the answer to his prayer the very first day he prayed and was already on his way. But it took 21 days for him to break through the evil forces that ruled Persia. Persistence in seeking God is of great importance. The Holy Spirit will not foretell the day of his coming. Rebecca had no telegram that said, "Eliezer is coming to meet you on the 16th of next month." No, God comes to meet those that seek him in his own time, and usually when least expected. A certain man was given a vision of things in heaven. An angel showed him a large room filled with packages, all done up like Christmas packages, and his name was on every one. "What are these, my lord?" he asked. "They are the answers to your prayers," the angel replied. "Oh, thank you," he said, and reached and took one and started to open it. But the angel hastily said, Oh, no, not now. And he took it away and put it back in place. Then he said, those were the answers to your prayers that were sent to you. But you were gone when they arrived. So the messenger brought them back to the prayer storeroom. The more habitually the maidens of the kingdom go to the wells of water every day, the more will they be ready to encounter Eliezer when he comes. He can only be found at the wells, and only in his time. Isaiah 40, verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Eliezer, in his prayer to God, frankly said, Lord God of Abraham, I do not know which of these ladies is the right one. I need your help. I will ask the one whose outward appearance seems to be pleasing and say to her, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. Then let her respond graciously, drink, and I will give thy camel drink also. Let that same one be she that you have appointed for thy servant Isaac. This way she shall show me her inner graces, and I shall know that she is the one and that you have chosen her to show kindness unto my master Abraham.